You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. UC Davis has been wrestling with what to do with its historic concert venue, Freeborn Hall. Finally, in December, after cost analysis and more, the school announced that the hall would be demolished. At what point is uncertain right now. But this week's sound advice is a bit of a memory tour for Robin Fox from KDVS. She is co-host of the Saturday Morning Folk Show, and KDVS is housed right now in Lower Freeborn Hall, soon to be displaced. Hi, Robin.
Welcome. Hi, Ben.
Glad to have you here. You saw a concert at Freeborn Hall that actually, as I understand, inspired significant decisions about your future.
It really did. Freeborn Hall holds a lot of memories for me. KDVS has been there since 1968, I believe. There's a lot of oral history involved. But the concert happened in 1978. I was a 17-year-old freshman at UC Davis. To say I was green would be an understatement. And I was living with my sisters, not in the dorms. The three of us were living together because it was cheaper. And the announcement came out in the Aggie that Pete Seeger was coming. And my sister said, "You want to go?" And I said, "How much is it?" $350. "Oh, yeah." And it was sold out. There were 2,000 of us here. He had us all involved. It was just him on stage with his guitar, banjo, and a recorder. Mm-hmm. And it was a powerful experience. It was wonderful.
Let's get your memory jogged a little more with a little bit of music. Here is Garden Song by Pete Seeger.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. Gonna mulch it deep and low, gonna make it fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, please bless these seeds I sow. Please keep them safe below till the rains come tumbling down. Pulling weeds, picking stones, we are made of green.
That song was special because he introduced it and said, "This is a brand new song. I only heard it in the last couple of months." And of course, being Pete, he had all of us singing along on the chorus. But it became a hit in the folk world anyway. John Denver sang it on The Muppet Show. The man who wrote it was David Mallet, and he's from Maine. Pete changed the lyrics slightly. So whenever I think of that song, I think of Pete's lyrics, not the ones that might be better known in the world from the John Denver performance or others, or even the way David Mallet performs it himself. I think of Pete's and how it was a brand new song in October of 1978, and it has gone all over the world since then.
That inspired your interest in folk music, didn't it?
It did. I grew up with it. I grew up with hearing the Kingston Trio and the Limelighters and the Irish Rovers. But Pete opened the door. And then we found out about the Saturday Morning Folk Show on KDVS and started listening to it every Saturday. And because it's been on for that long. And I would listen to the show with a notepad and write down the names of the songs and what to look for. And then every so often, concerts came to Freeborn Hall.
There was no choice but that you were going to end up a DJ at that show.
I don't know.
I think you sound so dedicated and pure about your love of it and your roots in the area.
It really is an avocation. Mm-hmm. And I've told people I'm an autodidact because I don't think a Pete Seeger concert or any of the other concerts I've been to where the performers talk about the history of the song and the ethnomusicology of what they were doing, of their repertoire, that's not going to show up very well on a college transcript.
Let's continue these memories of Freeborn Hall. Let's just play a clip of music, see if it jogs anyone else's memory, and then you can tell the story.
I'd love that.
Kelly, Ireland, 1860, my dear and loving son John. Your good friend, the schoolmaster, Pat McNamara, so good as to write these words down. Your brothers have all gone to find work in England. The house is so empty and sad. The crop of potatoes is sorely infected, a third to a half of them bad. And your sister Bridget.
That was Robbie O'Connell on lead vocal from an album he did with Mick Maloney and Jimmy Cain called Kilkelly. It's a title cut. And that song was taken from a series of letters between a father in Ireland and his son who had emigrated to the States. And Mick Maloney and Robbie O'Connell and Jimmy Cain, along with Eileen Ivers and the Sullis guy. Now the name escapes me.
I can't help
He
you
was
there.
Only 16. He was 16 and already an award-winning musician. Mm-hmm. They came as at the Green Fields of America tour, and the whole concert was about the immigration experience. And that was in, I would say, late October of 1987. And they also had a pair of dancers, Donnie and Eileen Golden, brother and sister, who taught dancing in Brooklyn. And they would come out at the ends of some songs, some tunes, and do the Irish dancing. And that was at least 8-9 years before Riverdance.
Mm, wow.
And at the end of the concert, they were selling LPs, records, for appreciative fans and autographing them. And I went to the show thinking I wanted a certain Mick Maloney album, and I was going to buy it if they had it. But then they performed Kilkelly. And that just blew me away. And I bought that one, and I went up to Robbie O'Connell to get him to autograph, and he said, "Oh, you bought the tearjerker." And it was a great night. Huh. And those are the memories from Freeborn, especially a lot of the folk shows, because the performers are so happy you're there, and they'll talk to you. And that happens at just about any folk concert, regardless of the venue.
Robin Fox is co-host of the Saturday Morning Folk Show on KDBS. She's sharing her memories from the many decades of Freeborn Hall. We have time for one more story.
Sure.
And let's listen again to the music, and then we'll talk afterwards.
Oh, run, run, Mona, run, bright angels above. Oh, run, run, Mona, run, bright angels above. Oh, run, run, Mona, run, bright angels above. Oh, run, run, Mona, run, bright angels above.
If I had to wait,
bright angels above.
If I had to wait,
bright angels above.
If I just had to wait,
bright angels above.
Oh, if I just had to wait,
bright angels
above.
Oh, run, run, run,
Sweet Honey in the Rock. They came to Freeborn in the early 90s, and they're such a powerful group. Bernice Johnson Reagan was at that time still the leader. I think she was about 10 years from her retirement, maybe more than that. What I remember most about it was pouring rain, and we got there late, and they were not going to begin their show late, even though there was still at least 50 people to seat. So we had to wait for a break to go inside. Mm-hmm. My friend and I, they were wonderful. They were powerful, and these were all very strong women who told the audience when they could sing along and when it was their turn.
And the audience listened.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And of course, one member of their group was Shirley Childress Johnson, who didn't sing at all. She's a sign language interpreter, and I don't know if she's still with the group or not, but she was a complete performer in the group. And that is very different with a lot of, from just about every other performer I've seen.
That song was Run, Mourner, Run.
Yes.
Is the song also called, is there another song called Dennis that's very popular by them?
Oh, there are so many.
of course.
They have a huge
But that
repertoire.
Was from the Live at Carnegie Hall
right.
album, the band Sweet Honey in the Rock. What was the last concert that you saw? Freeborn Hall's been closed since 2014, but do you remember your last event?
Yes. Dervish and Danu performed together in a show. We were scheduled to see them at the Mondavi Center, and some sort of technical problem happened with the Mondavi, and they shuttled us all over to Freeborn.
Huh.
And it was like memories and great. This is going to be the last show at Freeborn. This is wonderful. I don't think it hurt anything by going to Freeborn. The acoustics, of course, aren't as good. One of the problems with Freeborn always has been too much space above the stage, so the sound would go straight up and not out into the audience. And much of that was mitigated in the late 80s, mid to late 80s. They did some mitigation work to improve the sound. It reduced some of the seating, but it made for a better concert experience.
Well, I think you're going to be one of these people that looks for a brick or a rock or some piece of the rubble pile when the demolition starts. You have all your memories,
possibly.
Of course.
We have the memories. We hope that the university finds us space because space is very expensive. And to know that not everybody programs a show based on downloading it from the web somewhere, the computer. We have this amazing library that we don't want to lose. And we have volunteers like crazy to do the physical work, I'm sure, for the move to cut down on costs. But our big worry is space. And that will be interesting.
What's the future, for example, for KDVS, having to move the radio station, the huge music library, all that history to a new location? Any idea yet?
I have not been told anything. For myself, I'm very concerned about the library because our library is amazing. We have, my estimate is 250 to 300,000 volumes in that library. We have cataloged 148,000 so far.
Vinyl?
Vinyl, CDs, 45 vinyl.
Wow.
Some cassettes, but mostly vinyl and CDs. Mm. When I joined the station in 1982, I was told that it had roughly 20,000. So fast forward 36 years, and thanks to email, the library is huge, and it's a wonderful resource. When I program my show, I take 98% of it from the library because it's much better than my home collection.
Well, again, Freeborn Hall is going to be demolished because the millions and millions, as I understand, more than $37 million that's been projected to retrofit and fix the building was not proven to be cost effective. There are not specific plans at this point yet for the demolishing. It's just known that an institution that's been on the campus is going to be gone.
It's been there for over 60 years, and we have not been told, as far as I know, where we're going. I think they're still trying to find space. It will be interesting to see how things develop.
Robin, thank you for the music, for the memories.
Oh,
nice to have KDVS on our air, too. I really appreciate you being here.
It has been a pleasure. Thank you very much, Beth.
Good luck in the transition, too.
Thanks.
That is Robin Fox from KDVS. There's more at capradio.org/insight. And that's Insight for today. Thanks for joining us.